It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
What a little bitch you are. My 50-foot putt.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's throw my golf.
Now, there's actually something.
Motherfucker. God damn it. Dude, ow, that fucking hurt.
It keeps getting worse. Insult to injury. And I'm like, dude, I'm sweating right now. Yep. I'm sweating. I'm dying.
From booze?
Yeah, it's just I got the booze sweats, the hungover booze sweats. What should we talk about, buddy? I'm leaving this all in to...
Leaving this in the podcast? This is live?
Yeah, this is all live. This is all live right here.
Yeah, well, I just smacked myself in the face with my
headphones.
That's
what I was laughing so hard. And I'm kind of slap happy right now because I need a nap.
So last night we got home from golf. We had a free tournament yesterday that the South Bend stations that we now own invited us to. So we get there. We didn't know that, free booze, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're giving us a $250 gift card for golf attire that you have laid out in front of the pro shop?
It was awesome, man.
Thank you. So Brock got some brand new shoes, which are sick. I'm jealous of those shoes.
Yeah, man.
They didn't have those in my size.
Tight. They're dope.
They're spikeless gray Under Armour shoes.
And dope.
They are pretty dope.
Yeah, man.
I will say you could probably wear those things off the golf course.
Yeah, and they look dope off the golf course.
I've got myself some new shoes, too.
Got some Pro V1s, Titleist.
Yeah.
And I'm a cheap ass. I would never buy those otherwise.
That's the beauty of it, man. It's like you got stuff now that you know you'll never purchase.
Yeah.
And those shoes are going to last you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I probably won't ever wear them. I don't want to ruin them. And I'm never going to use the... I think I only lost two Pro Vs yesterday.
Two Pro Vs,
I only lost two golf balls.
Because you started with the sleeve.
Yeah.
And you had one at the end.
Yeah. That's pretty... Nice, not too bad.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
That's pretty good. Brock hit a 50-foot putt. He almost hit a hole. He was like a foot and a half away from a hole in one.
You had some great shots too, though,
buddy. I had some good shots.
You had a couple really long putts.
Long putts.
Yeah.
I had a couple good drives.
Yeah.
It was coming together yesterday.
We finished 10 under. Man, fortunately though, whenever you do scrambles like that, it's so hard to really compete. I'm not saying people are cheaters, but it's like
I'm saying people are cheaters. I'll volunteer.
There's probably some less than legit.
See, this is what this is what they should do. It should just be you and I on a team, and paired with two other people.
Yeah.
Not people that we're on the same team with.
Yeah.
So it's a four-man scramble, and everybody in the four-man group is on a team. So then you combine
the scores at the end?
Right. No, you just take the best score, or the best shot. So you're hitting best shot, a scramble.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is like, so if our two, because usually if it's four-man, you do, so your other team,
it'll be a two-man scramble then.
Oh, two-man scramble, yeah.
So it's you and I. And then two other guys that we don't know.
Yeah.
You know what that does?
Yeah. It keeps it honest.
It keeps it honest.
Yep.
Keeps it from, people cheating.
Like I said, we always do like, okay, it's a club length. That's a gimme putt. Or, if you have your rules in there or you can move two club lengths. It's like, but some people, that's kind of a long club length.
I actually golfed with the guy one time who was a pretty good golfer.
Yeah.
And we were in a scramble together. And he tried to cheat. He tried to do something. It wasn't in the rules, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking around. I think I was with my brother. I'm like kind of looking around. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a bitch and do this, dude.
Yeah.
So I stood up. Yeah. I was like, hey, dude, no, we're not cheating, man.
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop. Because you know what? You motherfuckers, dude, they cheat. And then you shoot a 52.
Yeah.
Then people are going to look at you like, yeah, you cheated.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I play really good, honestly, with like a 59, in my four-man scramble group.
Yep.
And then we get slided by some fucking cheaters, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're always wasted when they come back to the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
Yep.
And again, you're playing, there's good people at scrambles. And usually most teams have at least one good guy on there.
Oh, yeah. One ringer.
Or they, bring a chick and you get the extra incentive if you got a good female golfer.
Yeah.
But you can always tell. And it's like, if you're going to cheat too, don't make it so ridiculous, I guess. I mean, don't cheat because that sucks. Cheaters suck. But, like, some people are like, oh, yeah, we got a 52.
52, it's like, dude, come on. Like, you can't, like...
You got, four eagles and
Kim Jong-un would be like, bullshit. There's no way.
That was a great, great reference.
Because Kim Jong-un apparently has What did he shoot? Like a 19 yeah. an 18 hole course?
It's crazy. He got like
all hole in one.
It's just nuts.
And the people go with it.
And he never played golf before, and he hasn't played golf since. He played it one time. And he was and people are like, oh yeah. God, he's got North Korea totally fooled.
Wrapped around his finger.
Wrapped around his fat little finger.
You know?
His fat little golfing finger. But no, it was a lot of fun yesterday, and got to, you know, chat with a lot of great people. Got to, you know, play on a great course.
After your 50-foot putt, are you hooked? Are you itching to go back out and golf?
No. I mean, I've always loved golf. I still love fishing more. And also, too, like, I'll be honest, like, yeah, you got to have the mechanics, but I didn't expect that to go in. And most pros aren't making 50-foot putts.
Right.
There's a lot of luck involved mm-hmm. in something like that. You do your best to keep it straight. What I was hoping to do is at least get it close.
So that 50-foot putt was probably equivalent to you catching like a walleye.
Like a big-ass walleye.
Walleye.
No, it'd be the equivalent of me catching a 30-inch brown trout. That's what
there
that would
you go.
Be. Like, it's
brown.
One of those things that doesn't happen a lot.
A brown trout.
Big old brown trout.
Be sick.
On a river, on a three-weight fly rod. That'd be amazing.
I got a fishing question for you. I know this is sporadic, and you guys are just hanging with us here, so this might be going off in all different directions, but is steelhead salmon?
Steelhead
or is salmon and steelhead two different things? I know they're two different things, but is steelhead considered the salmon?
Steelhead is trout. It's
trout.
It's trout that come in.
And you eat trout or no?
Yeah, you can eat. You can eat steelhead. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that's really good fish.
Salmon's just the most common. Is that because it's caught so much or what?
Well, it's just a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
A lot of salmon out there. Yeah.
So you got your steelhead, you got your salmon, you got your trout. There's all different kinds of trout.
So steelhead is lake trout. So they go out to the lake, come back in, but when they get that steely lake color.
Okay.
Then you could tell types of trout. Types of
another question.
Trout.
What the fuck are they? I want to catch one.
I know. I want to get hooked up on a steelhead this year. Sam, our buddy Bitterman, was like, dude, I'm getting you hooked up. I'm getting you hooked up on a steelhead.
This year.
And I'm like, dude, please. I would love it. I would. I absolutely would. I've never caught one. I've never come close to catching a steelhead. And I would absolutely love it.
10 years ago.
Yep.
My brother, myself, and my girlfriend at the time, her name was Ashley.
Yeah.
Go out to the pier. This is 3:00 in the afternoon. We each have a pole. We just fishing with spoons. She had a white spoon. I had a green one. CJ had an orange. And literally, we walk out. I throw mine out. He throws his out.
Yeah.
She has to, like, tie her line or something. So it takes her, like, 10 minutes before she gets her bait out. And we're fishing. Look right to me. Look left to me. The pier's packed with poles. People been fishing there since probably 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Nobody's catching shit. Nothing.
Yeah.
She throws her pole in with a white spoon. And, dude, it hit the water. And, bam, steelhead. Boom! Slam that thing.
Yeah.
A massive steelhead, dude. And she yanks it.
Oh, God.
Laughing. How do I reel it? And, dude, you can tell everybody in the pier is, like, looking over, like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
I've been here since 5.
Yeah.
Her lure didn't even barely hit the water.
It was still dry.
And dude, seriously. So she yanked in this huge, huge salmon. It was a steelhead.
Steelhead.
And we ended up giving it to one of the guys. But, dude, you could tell. Like, everybody on the pier was kind of ornery about it.
See, and fishermen are that way. And I had to correct myself. Steelhead is a rainbow trout. It's a rainbow trout. Gets that steely color, the coastal trout, because it's in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. It's part of the salmonoid native. Salmonoid. So, yeah. It is a gorgeous fish, though. But anyway, fishermen are that way. We do get very jealous. Fishermen are protective, which I hate. It's like, oh, hey, you know, like, they're protective about, you know, not telling you what lure they're using.
Or what spots.
And I hate that. I'm like, first of all, you don't own the river.
You don't own the spot.
Like, you don't want a place to get, like, overrun with people, but it's, like, tough shit. You know, that's...
You know, at least tell your friend. Like,
tell
your buddies that won't even tell me, you know, tell me.
I'm like,
dude, I'm not going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to go on air and be like, oh, yeah, everyone go here.
And what, are you surviving off of this spot?
No. It's and the other thing, too, is fishermen are also like, and I get this way, too. Like, I follow a couple fishing groups on Facebook and on Reddit when I'm on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
Pat. Every time. I came over and flipped us off. But you see sometimes like, oh, I took my girlfriend fishing for the first time and she's got some lunker bass.
Yeah.
You know, just some fat 300-pound, 25-inch bass, and you're like, man, come on.
Come on.
I've been fishing all day.
Just give me one.
Just give me. And it does. And but there is some luck involved. You could have someone who's throwing the wrong thing in, and for some reason, it gets a fish to react, and boom. But it can be very frustrating.
You know, maybe not share all the information, but don't be so secretive.
And see, but for me, though, I'm like, I want people to know. I want people to get excited about fishing. It's the same thing with, like golf. I'm sure, like, the first time I took Kiki golfing, and she chipped one in on the very first hole of the very first round of golf she ever played.
Yeah.
And I'm
there's
like,
a little bit of,
and she's still even also kind of like, she's naturally athletic, and so she still picks it up. And like, there's days where I'm like, I'm barely beating her.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the?
Right, come on.
I've been playing since I was 15. Yeah. It's like, and I mean, not hard, but I still should be like whomping her ass.
Yeah.
So it can be frustrating at times,
it's
I'm sure.
It's a frustrating sport.
You know, it can be, especially with, you know, like there's no reason why I should be making that 50 foot putt and you shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Hey, but you hit it.
Smoked it, bro.
Smoked that putt, bro.
But yeah, so
it's the same thing, you know, like sharing fishing spots, sharing lures, what you caught it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would kind of DJing back in the day is the same thing with other DJs. It would never give you their music. So it's, I can't, man. Yeah. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Why? It's not yours. Did you make it?
Yeah.
Like, share it, man.
The only thing I could see is maybe like a certain mix.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's the thing. That's that's different.
Yeah.
If
exactly.
You made a mix, then yeah.
Yeah.
But no, give me give me the song. Give me the MP3.
I just need the new Madonna song. Just give it to me, you dumb son of a bitch. I don't know why I picked Madonna. I fucking hate Madonna. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Her music sucks. But anyway, yeah. So it was fun golfing yesterday.
It was a good time.
I'm feeling it today. Obviously, we both are, and I think we're both ready to get out of here and be done with this. Because,
like I said before, should have to pay for your booze.
Yes, honestly,
because you know what it does? It limits you.
It does,
and it makes you think before you have the next one.
Yep, it does. It does. You pace your absolutely.
When you're about this? How about this?
Yeah.
The first five are free, or four.
No,
whatever.
No, that's still too many.
Yeah.
Because that'll just get my whistle wetted, and since I haven't spent enough,
then he justifies.
Justifies. Oh,
buying
five
more. Right.
No, you're absolutely right. Honestly, I am. From here on out, you and I are buying our beers in golf tournaments.
You know what's sad is yesterday we didn't. Not only did we not buy our booze, we didn't have any cash to tip the lady.
That's I will say, because we always give people shit, like businesses shit, if like they don't if they don't take card.
Right.
I hate that. Like I hate checks. I never have cash on me.
Yep.
But we need to remember when we do these things that more than likely either it's going to be cheap or it's going to be free, and we need something to tip people.
Right.
Because card girl kept coming by, and I'm sure she saw it. She's like, great.
Right. I think it was the past two tournaments we did that.
Yeah.
I just don't carry cash.
I don't. I hate carrying cash.
Yeah.
I do. And it goes so. I feel like it goes by so much faster when I carry
cash. It does. You know, I don't like seeing it leave my hand.
No.
You can see how much money
And that's the other thing, too, is that's kind of good because you keep from spending it.
Right.
But I also do feel like, oh, my God. As soon as you break a $100 bill, gone.
Gone.
That thing is gone.
It's gone, dude.
Which basically a 20 is an adult $1 bill.
You know what? With cash, too, why I carry card all the time is if you drop cash, you can't cancel it.
No, and you hope that someone is nice enough to pick it up and be like, oh, hey, you dropped this money.
Mm-hmm.
But no, instead, it's, oh, shit, someone just dropped
$20. Yeah, it's mine.
Even if they see you do it. Yeah, that's what I'm always worried about. I'm always worried about pulling out, like, my wallet or my phone, and there goes the money out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. So
on a windy day.
On a windy day, gone. So that's fat stick of cash blowing all over the place.
Damn, Rick Ross, what up?
Got that fat stick of cash.
Oh.
Anyway. All right, is that enough? Are
we done? Let's wrap it up,
that's
dude.
Good. We've rambled for 14 minutes,
and that's
enough.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone, for putting up with our hungover asses today. We appreciate it. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Maybe check out our gear store. Mm-hmm. Check out our Screaming Yellow Summer stuff, the Plan B Morning Show page. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We promise we won't be hungover tomorrow. We're going to be high as fuck. That's funny, dude.
Nice.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.